Joining us now in our studios is our state representative for District 20B, Todd Lippert. Todd, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in on this beautiful opening day of baseball.
That's right. I'm excited. We were talking about the Twins before I was in here. I got to shift my mind.
They're going to have to play with an orange ball today, I think. They can see it. We have, first of all, is this your last day of work? Do you have a break, the spring break, the Easter break is coming up?
Yeah, Easter Passover break is coming up. We have a floor session today at 12:10. There are committees that are meeting today just to wrap things up. My committees I serve on, we wrapped up yesterday. So getting close.
Now, though we're past the halfway point, we're kind of at a point where there's a before and after in the session. So we're heading into the home stretch, the last month or so, a little over a month of the legislative session will be left when you get back. Boy, it seems like there's a lot of gaps that need to be bridged during that time. Maybe we could start off by that, where, you know, the DFL, of course, in the House and the Republicans in the Senate as well. You got some ground to make up.
We do. I mean, we're really seeing the values difference right now between the DFL House and the GOP and the Senate. And in the DFL House, we're really focused on trying to help families, workers afford their lives, trying to deal with the big costs and the big challenges that we've been hearing about. And our proposals really reflect that. So the biggest part of our proposal for how to use the budget surplus is we want to use a third of that for our schools, to support our schools as they're coming out of the pandemic. We know their budgets across the state are stretched due to the special education cross-subsidy, English language learners cross-subsidy. They need more support for mental health for our students. That's a major challenge in our schools. And we need to be addressing the achievement gap by race. So that's a big priority for us, as well as housing. We have $2 billion. So we have $3 billion for schools, $2 billion for housing across budget areas for homelessness prevention, to rental assistance, infrastructure bonds, getting more homes out there, and homeowners assistance too. We also know that child care is a key issue. And in our tax bill, we have a $3,000 tax credit for child care. If you have a toddler, a child from 0 to 5, you can get a $3,000 tax credit. And student loans are also important. We have a $1,400 student loan credit. So those are areas where we're focusing. The Senate GOP is focusing on permanent tax cuts, and they have $8.3 billion for permanent tax cuts, virtually all of the budget surplus. I have two big concerns there. Most of their plan is more money is going to Minnesotans who have more money. It's skewed towards the wealthier. If that much money is going out in permanent tax cuts, there's going to be less for addressing key infrastructure like support for schools and making sure that we're funding care for people with disabilities, older adults, not just now, but in the future.
You know, and there are those who would say, hey, we're spending this additional money on schools and all these different things. This is a one-time budget budget surplus. What happens in a couple of years when that money runs out? Have we just raised the bar on the budget for the next bienniums?
Yeah, so that's a good question. We have about half of the budget surplus is one-time funding, and half is ongoing. And so we've been very careful. We know that. So there's some ongoing funding that we're providing, but most of our budgets, most of it's one time, and there's just a little bit in what we call the tails in future spending. But we know for school funding, for example, if we could address the special education cross-subsidy, that would be a huge boost to school budgets. They wouldn't need to be going to the local community for basic needs for levies, as we've seen pretty regularly over the last 10 years in Northfield. And this is happening across the state. So we know there are places where we could be targeted in our approach, use these funds to address big needs, and it would put the whole state a step ahead.
Representative Todd Lippert is with us. We are talking the legislative session in 2022. We're at the holiday break for Easter and Passover, so we're kind of summing up where we're at right now. Let's talk about the budget bills and everything. All those bills now have worked their way through the process, the deadlines and such. So now it is now the point where you just have to try to get yours through over somebody else's, or
So most everything has found its place. I have one provision that I'm still kind of waiting on. Health and Human Services will be finishing up their work today, and I have a proposal for funding for personal care assistance and kind of funding a rate increase that leads to a living wage over time. So still waiting on that, but do know about many of my provisions in the committees that I'm on. There was a proposal. The most significant proposal in the Climate and Energy Committee is for a green bank. We call it the Innovation Finance Authority, but essentially a green bank. It would help finance clean energy projects. Other states have put this into place. It would be big for Minnesota. In the ag budget, the biggest provision that was able to get established there was commercialization grants for your favorite Jeff Kernza and some other continuous living cover crops that are right on the edge of commercialization but need a little support to help them scale up, provide those options for farmers. And these are crops that can really scale up across the upper Midwest, so I'm excited about that too. Money for planting trees and soil health in the environment bill, and also a doubling of farm-to-school grants in the ag bill as well. So I feel pleased about where the provisions I've been working on have landed in these budget bills. And we'll take a breath over the break, and then we'll start moving those bills as a whole off the floor.
You mentioned Kernza agriculture and some ag bills and such. A big thing going on right now in agriculture, seems like the hot topic is the bird flu, the avian flu that's making its way, really sweeping across the country, including places in Minnesota. What do you have to address that?
Since it's a big concern, Minnesota is the top turkey producing state in the country. So poultry production is a big deal in Minnesota. It's a big deal in Northfield area, as well as chicken production, egg laying production. So all of those are impacted by avian bird flu. And there was a big outbreak in 2015. And we're looking at a similar devastating situation again. So we passed $1 million off the floor in a hurry. The Senate passed the bill, sent it over. We agreed and passed it. It'll simply provide more support to the Department of Agriculture, Board of Animal Health. They need more people that can help depopulate flocks, help with testing. We're doing everything we can, similar to with COVID, to slow the spread of this flu, try to save as many flocks as possible, help producers, help the industry.
Once again, Representative Lippert from District 20B is with us now. Now we get a little break, and you get a little time to, I guess, decompress a bit and regain your thoughts as the legislative session will pick up. Is it a week from Monday?
It'll be the Tuesday after.
Tuesday.
So the 18th will be, or 19th, excuse me, 19th will be back on the floor, and then we expect. So all the budget bills have to go to our Finance Committee, the Ways and Means Committee. They'll be passed out there. We expect we'll start long floor sessions on Friday the 22nd through the end of April, and we'll be having the debates to get these bills off the floor. And then kind of the last phase will be the month of May.
One of the interesting aspects of getting a budget bill together is it's election year. It's you're just a few months away from about 6-7 months away from the election now. What kind of dynamic does that add to it? Does that kind of intensify some of the negotiations a bit?
It certainly intensified some of the conversations. There are some times where you kind of take a step back. You realize a member in a committee has a hard edge, a harder edge than normal, and kind of like, what's going on? You realize, oh, that person's in an endorsement battle right now. They want a little video for their campaign feed. So some of those things are frustrating. And, you know, once members get past that endorsement battle, then things kind of settle down a little bit. So, politics is definitely a factor, and it will play into the debates. But we ultimately have a job to do. We have to meet the needs of Minnesotans, and we have an opportunity right now. Our focus in the House DFL is reducing costs. We think we have great proposals for it. We know we have an opportunity to meet the needs that Minnesotans are facing right now. And we're trying to pull senators and the GOP along for, really addressing things now and not waiting until after the election.
All right. Anything else you'd like to pass along?
I just encourage folks to continue reaching out. You can email me at rep.todd.lippert@house.mn. I've been hearing from many of you and would love to hear your thoughts as we move towards the end of session. What do you need? What do you think of the proposals we're putting out so far?
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Enjoy it. We won't be talking to you next week. There won't really be anything to talk about, but enjoy your week. I know of those of the Christian faith that we've got Holy Week coming up, so enjoy your week, and we will talk to you again a week from Friday.
Thank you so much. I look forward to being back.
That's State Representative Todd Lippert. You're listening to 95.1 The One. We've got Tim McNiff, News with a Side of Sports, coming up. Here's MNN. Go Mavericks, at least at this point.
I went to bed after the first period. I knew Mankato had won, but I didn't realize they scored 5 unanswered goals.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
We had 3 in the third.
Congratulations to North Fielder Andy Carroll, who will be playing for the National Championship.
National Championship, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, that's, man.
It's coming out tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And it won't be on ESPNU.
No. Are they on the deuce this time?
They might be on the deuce. I don't know. Do they still call that the deuce?
I don't know. I live in 1994. So what?
We'll see. I'll find that information out while you do the news.
Okay.